Hello everyone, and welcome to the second edition of the Live Treasure Podcast with me, Matthew. I hope you enjoyed our first episode, where we had a look back on Amy's COVID experience, and how lockdown's been for her, and what three songs and three items she would take with her and choose on a desert island. In this episode, you'll hear Maddie Gerard's COVID experience, how lockdown's been for her, and what three songs she would choose and three items she would take with her on a desert island. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you very much for inviting me during this podcast. I can't wait to get started.
Well, thank you, Maddie, for being with us here today on the Live Treasure Podcast. And that's great that you are looking forward to getting started. I'm going to start off, Maddie, by choosing what three songs you would choose with you, Maddie, to take with you on a desert island.
My first song is Teardrop by Massive Attack. During the lockdown, like when the virus first started, I had difficulty with everything from sleeping to, you know, from my friends, family, it took everything, and I found it very difficult to sleep. So it helped me to relax and remain calm, and it helped my mental health, this song, and I love it. The second one I've chosen is by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, I think, and it's Senorita. Now, I like Senorita because it's like a saucy, hot song. It's like you can feel the music through your body. And I love dancing. Dancing is one of my favourite things. And when you hear it, it's like a salsa music. It's like hot and spice, like a hottie, one of those hot songs that you hear and like to get up and dance, and that's why I love it. And plus, Sean is one of my favourite pop stars. I love it when you call me senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is oh la la la, it's true la la la. Oh, I should be running. My final song is Best of My Love by Emotions, because I go everywhere with that song. If somebody said to me, what is your theme tune? It would be that. That would be my song, Best of My Love by Emotions. I go everywhere with that music. I just love that song.
Maddie, what three items would you take with you on a desert island and why?
My first thing I would take is, I don't want to go on my own to if I had a desert island. I want somebody to go with me, someone special. And I'm a huge fan of him. I really, really love him. And his name is David Mitchell. David Mitchell, if you don't know him, is a comedian, and he does Peep Show, Would I Lie to You, and Upstart Crow, and he's just a comedian, and he makes people laugh and fun, and I'm a huge fan of him, so I'll take him.
Maddie, What would your second item be if you were to go to a desert island, and why?
Right, you'll be surprised with this, gentleman, but I would be, I can imagine myself sunbathing in a bikini, so I'm in a bikini and just sunbathing and just relaxing. So I would take a sarong and a bikini or like a sunbathe costume to me.
Maddie, what would your third and final item be if you were to go to a desert island?
I would say a glass or a bottle of a martini.
That's great. Thank you, Maddie, for giving us your three items that you would take with you on a desert island. Now, the next thing we want to ask you, Maddie, is how have you felt during the lockdown, Maddie? Like, in your words, like your thoughts and feelings, and like how would you describe the lockdown in your words?
Cool. Thank you. My COVID experience has been a long, complicated, surprising one. I remember one day I was probably watching TV in Disney Incredibles 2. I think it was the movie, and my mum looked at the looked at the BBC news on the website, just have a look at the picture of the news, and she clicked on coronavirus and she was looking at that, and I said to mum, everything okay? Because she looked very disorientated. So everything okay? And we were looking at the news about the coronavirus. And about 2 weeks later, it just spreaded. It was like, I would say, like a bomb. It just, there's like a bomb, and it just says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and all of a sudden it just exploded. And then it was like, wow, that was not what I expected. You know, one tiny little thing and stuff like that. The good things about the coronavirus, or you know, coming out of it, was that even though there was some, you know, there was like a load of bad bits, which I'll tell you in a minute, the positive side is that I was able, during the lockdown, was able to, you know, being on my own was really good, because it helped me to think about me and my life, and it helped my mental health, and it helped me to plan each step of my life. And it there was like a lot of thinking I wanted to do. So I liked doing that. Able to work from home was lovely. Doing all my college work, I find it very difficult in college, in class, because there's a lot of noisy young people and it all gets a bit wild, and teachers doing instructions all the time. So I was able to concentrate properly, and I know where my work was up to during that time. And so I, you know, there was some good bits about that. The bad bits about the virus is following the rules was probably one of them. I suffer from autism, so I find a lot of things difficult. One of the things I find difficult with all the changes with autism is following the rules, and especially when loads of people change them. So when the government changed all the rules, it was like my brain was probably thinking, it's like a jigsaw. I describe autism like a jigsaw, when all the pieces go in the wrong, complicated way, I guess. But it was all complicated, and I didn't like that at all. It found it very, very difficult to tell which one was which. Not seeing my family and friends when the coronavirus was on, and the government said, right, that's it, you're not allowed to go to live, you're not allowed to see a carer, you can't see any of your friends and family. I felt really hurt, and I felt nervous and hurt by that, because it meant that the people I love, I can't hug them, I can't I'll never be able to see them again. Is that it? You know, when is it going? It feels like the world was probably going to end probably with you. And my grandparents are now over 80. So I wanted to protect them, but touching them was probably hard. So not seeing my friends and family was probably the loneliest thing I've ever done in my life. And finally, the self-isolation was difficult as well. I think it was last October I self-isolated, due because of a college incident where some students had the corona by accident. The coronavirus hit the Northwich side. So I guess that when I was asked to self-isolate due because of all that, I found it very, very difficult to stay in the house. It was like as if Boris Johnson was my dad and said, right, daughter, you're grounded. You'll need to stay in your house for 2 weeks. And finding something to do in the house was kind of very difficult. Reading a book, you've read all those books, watching a movie, the only thing you can do is just step outside in the garden. Well, when it was rainy and wet weather in October, you know, what do you do? So, yeah, there were some good things, there were some bad things about Corona, but apart from that, it was fine. And, you know, listening to relaxing music and, you know, trying to, you know, think in the future, it worked out fine.
Thank you, Maddie, for giving your COVID experience and how you felt during this coronavirus outbreak, Maddie, and how you felt during the lockdown, Maddie. And I'm sure everyone up and down the country is feeling the same as you, Maddie. Now, the final thing we want to ask you, Maddie, is how have you felt during the live Zooms, Maddie? Have you enjoyed them? Haven't you enjoyed them? How would you describe it, Maddie, in your words?
Sure, no problem. The Zooms helped me a lot during the pandemic. They really, really did help me. I think without them I would be on my own with nothing to do during all that time. I liked the games. I like, you know, it was a really good chance to catch up with and seeing with all of my friends, having a fun of a laugh. When I see them, I didn't think about Corona or anything else. I just thought about having fun and just seeing everybody the best I can. But yeah, the live Zooms definitely helped. I loved them a lot.
That's great. Thank you, Maddie, for being with us today, Maddie, on the podcast. And hopefully you will be back with us very soon in another edition of the podcast. And if you would like to be part in a future edition of the Live Treasure podcast, just get in touch with us and we will be back in touch with you very, very soon. And you'll be included with us in the Live Treasure podcast. In the meantime, thank you for listening to the second episode of the Live Treasure podcast. And make sure you keep checking back to see when the third podcast will be available to you. Thank you very much for listening.